Poštovani slušatelji radio postaje Mir Međugorje.
Dear faithful listening to Radio Mir Međugorje, dear pilgrims, brothers and sisters.
Iako su se u životu
although
rijetko susretala
rarely in life church celebrates in one feast day two apostolic champions, Saint Peter and Saint Paul. What joined them forever is their martyrdom for Christ. What united them is brave and boldly testimony of faith they had given. Brothers and sisters, exactly that testimony of faith is a proof and confirmation to all of us gathered this evening from all sides of the world that it is possible at all times and in all, at all places, regardless of circumstances that can be complex, it is possible to live a holy life. With their own lives, they bore witness to us that conversion is possible, that complete communion with God, unification with God is possible. Before he was touched by the grace of God, Jesus said about Peter said leave me, he said to Jesus, because I am a sinful man. Paul, who instead of living in love as prescribed by scripture, he dedicated himself to persecute and kill Christians. Only after they were touched by the grace of God, after they opened themselves to God, these great things happened in their lives. Peter, who was a simple fisherman, fearful man, becomes the cornerstone of the church, that even the gate of hell will not do any harm. Nothing could stop him in that, just as nothing could stop the enthusiasm of the Apostle Paul, who unceasingly, without getting tired, traveled through the world of that time, founding communities of Christian disciples. Paul says, he testifies so many times, God has spoken to me. Brothers and sisters, a true encounter with God remained undestructible fruit in the life of Saint Peter and Paul. In Bible we read, when Moses came down the Mount Horeb, his face was shining because he had met God. Man who meets God must carry the sign of that encounter on him. Brothers and sisters, perhaps the rays of light will not shine from our face this evening, but what is certain is that our encounter with God in this Mass is going to leave some trace and fruit in our life, in our behavior, in our goodwill and readiness to do that what God wants from us. Indeed, dear faithful, if God is on the first place in our life, then What will be on visible on our face as well is the reflection of our Lord Jesus Christ. Then we will be illuminated by God. There will be no danger for us to take Christian life lightly or indifferently, and tolerate everything that is against, which is contrary to the will of God. Dear faithful, if we put God on the first place in our life, if we put Him before and above everything and anything, then we too are going to recognize ourselves as being those of Christ, and it will be visible through fruits that we shall bear in our life that will always inspire that what is good and positive. Heavenly Mother, without ever ceasing, without ever getting tired, Blessed Virgin Mary is calling us to our communion with Christ. Dear believers, there is no teaching, no other theology here in Medjugorje, but the one which the official church proclaims and teaches, and that a cry of a mother who with her motherly love continues to call us to our unification and communion with God, which means she's calling us to return to original Christian virtues and values, because of which Saint Peter and Paul were ready to endure the death in martyrdom. Strengthened by the life example of Saint Peter and Paul, you are called, my beloved brothers and sisters, you are called by God to give your contribution to the edification of the world, in which love is going to be stronger than hatred, and justice will be stronger than injustice, truth will be stronger than lie. You are called to create a new world in which there will be no indifference, no arrogance, no selfishness which destroy our hearts, our souls, and poison relations among people. The Lord is calling us to be the prophets of a better, nicer tomorrow, to be messengers of God's love. He's calling us to be those capable of drawing others to God closer, interceding for people we live with and the land we live in. It is well known to us that in the world of logic of nothing but personal interest and profit, it is not easy to choose the right life path and fulfill that what Jesus is asking of us and what our Heavenly Mother is calling us to. In spite of all difficulties, my brothers and sisters, let us not be afraid in this life struggling and efforts, because we are not alone. We have powerful intercessors before God, our Heavenly Mother, Queen of Peace, who loves us with her motherly love, and unceasingly continues to call us to do that what her beloved Son is asking of us. Brother and sister, like Saint Peter and Paul, you too accept God guiding you towards something great and holy, sacred in your life. It is known to us that Saint Paul, his apostolic mission, he accepted from the Lord himself. It is written about him this man is a chosen instrument to bring good news before kings and pagans. Brothers and sisters, allow ourselves to be that chosen instrument in God's hands in order to a man of today who is blinded by variety of what the world is offering. Let us be the ones that will point at values and true virtues life is worthwhile offering. None of us was created without reason. God has his plan with each one of us. It is up to us whether we shall be his collaborators and whether we shall his plan and program in our daily life truly realize. Therefore, if your life vessel is empty and you feel you are running out of strength and force and you have no more faith left and you lost hope and in total indifference has overtaken you, if you feel alone and abandoned and sad, if you feel incapable of doing that what God is asking of you, behold, this extraordinary occasion here in Medjugorje to charge your battery and fill the vessel of your life up from the very spring of God's love that can never run out of it. For 32 last years, God here in Medjugorje through the intercession of our Heavenly Mother Queen of Peace has been gathering peoples and nations from all around the world. He has been revealing to us here his almighty love and power. Encouraged by these words, brothers and sisters, let us place our lives in God's hand, and just as Saint Peter and Paul, let us have trust in God, because God knows best what we need in life. Do that. Determine not to live just for your own interest, but to serve others as well, and be of good to them. Amen.